there. Welcome to the On to the Next podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa, and I am so happy you are here. If you are watching on YouTube, you already see I have a guest with me today. And this guest, it might be a familiar face if you watched season 1, episode 16. We have Miss Alyssa Taylor back, ready to chit-chat.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's like so surreal when I just looked at you. I was like, oh my gosh, we're here right now.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Thank you
for having me again.
Thank you for coming back and for like being my endless supporter in this journey.
Aww,
it's very
always.
Sweet. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you're able to make it. We like are so busy. This has taken us like 3 months to schedule out. So blessing we're here. How has life been? How are you?
So much. I'm good. How are you doing?
We just have like an hour
fucking debrief.
But we're here.
What just happened since we filmed last.
Yes. So Alyssa and I just do a quick like background of like who you are and then we'll talk more. Just to people who didn't watch like season 1, just let them know who you are.
Yes. Well, I'm an actor. I'm signed with Dream Team.
Yes.
I've lived here in Chicago for 10 years now. I'm from Boulder, Colorado. That's about it. I don't really know. I'm an artist.
Yeah, creative.
I'm just out here living. I'm also a manager at Burberry in Oak Brook. So shout out to Burberry as well.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm just going through life now and that's about it.
Yes.
I don't know how to intro myself.
So yeah. So Alyssa and I have known each other for about a year now. We met at the strike with the Chicago Actors, like Writers Guild, all that. That whole strike we fought in our striking era. I mean, we met, lots of love. But she's Dream Team, so a part of the agency, lots of love. Mm-hmm. And now it's just cool kind of seeing how much friendship blossomed out of this. Mm-hmm. And also just seeing like same energy and wavelengths that people are on when you find each other is really important, and it's really made our transition of like being so close like so easy, which is really cool.
I love it. We're like besties now. So cute.
It is cute.
Sorry. Love it. I was telling her that I watched our first episode when I was on, and I was just like, it was just so cute seeing our friendship like when it first started and just how much like closer we've gotten. So it was really cute to see that. And then I was also telling her that I was like cringing at myself at times because I was like so nervous. It's my first podcast. I'm like, you took my podcast virginity.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's pop my cherry.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what she does. But yeah, I was just watching. It was so cute. But I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah,
it's a good time. Yeah.
So to start things off, I have to ask you the OG question. What era are you in right now?
Yes. I've been preparing for this again.
Okay, you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, so I was like, let me prepare. I am in my creator area. Era.
You were so confident.
I was so confident, Remy.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah,
so
it's fine. We can keep that.
That's you.
Let's just keep it real.
It's genuine, right?
It's genuine.
So she's in
my creator area. I love it. Yes,
you
creator
are,
era.
I love that. Your creator era, and that is so valid with what we've been doing lately. We're working on a project together.
Yes.
It's been an absolute blast, and working on a project with people you actually like are friends with and love and adore, it's just like so much better. It makes going every day just like so much fun.
That's it's been sweet. Such a highlight in my life. I've been loving working on the project with Alyssa and her mom and everyone. We have such a great group of people, so it's really been amazing, and like we get to spend more time together. So it's just so much fun, like processing life together and like
totally
being on this journey.
100%. It's so sweet, and I love that that's your era right now, because when you're in that mindset, you kind of just got to keep going. Like once you start creating, it's hard to stop, I feel like.
I'm really trying to focus on like creating my own work and like art right now.
Okay.
And it's been really fulfilling for me, like really focusing on creating more. So I thought, like, what era am I in? So I'm gonna be in my creator era right now.
Do you have any specific, like, when you say art, is it like performing arts? Is it, I know you sing and you are like in that realm.
Yes.
So is it a mix of different performing arts? Do you physically draw? Like, what?
Yeah, so there's like a few different things. So I'm going to Miami in a few weeks.
Yes.
My dad lives there.
Okay.
And he is a director as well. And yeah, he's doing like filming and stuff now with camera work. So he's actually going to film like a monologue of me.
Okay.
We're going to work on it. I'm like, we better do this now because I'm saying it out loud.
But yeah.
We better get it done.
Holding you accountable.
Yeah, but I'm excited to do that and like post more of like my acting like work. Like just putting my own work out there.
Yes.
I can't do like films all the time or get bookings. Like I feel like I should be putting more acting out there, you know, just to show.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like you should show your art. Also singing. I love singing. I haven't posted a cover in like literally years. And I've been telling myself for so long. I'm like, girl, you need to post it again because I love it so much. And it's like, I just feel like I need to show like my passions and show like all the artistic things that I want to do in life. So it's like, if I want to do, I need to put it out there. So that's something I'm working on now. And then I'm also starting to do filming on, I have a camera.
Yes.
And so now I'm doing like my own videography work too.
Yeah.
That I'm creating and editing. And I have a few videos to edit. So I'm just like trying to create my own work now more, which I'm very excited about, like putting out my own art, you know, work.
Yes, 100%. I think what COVID taught me and my family and my mom and, you know, our world of creatives is that you, like, just because the world stops doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
And that's like dramatic, but like if you think about it, like the world stopped for a year and a half plus, maybe longer, and it had ups and downs.
Yeah.
Like if I just stopped and didn't touch acting or singing or whatever things you're doing, or even like curating the being living life to where now I have a podcast, and like all those little things happen for a reason. And so because of that, I was able to create my own mindset of like what I want for life, and a lot I want my life to be creative, obviously. It's like what I was doing my whole life.
Yeah.
So I feel like making your own art is so crucial, because if not, what are you doing it for?
Yeah.
Like if you aren't doing it for yourself, you're never going to be whole doing it for the validation of others, because as we know in this industry, you get denied more than you get told yes.
Yeah.
So having your own stuff to fall back on is so important.
Yeah, then you can show like who you are more, like open yourself up to the world, because that's like what being an artist is.
Totally.
And like I'm so private, so it's been like a challenge for me, but I'm proud of myself, like with my growth of like being more vulnerable. And like, because I used to be like that, like around 16 18, like I used to post like YouTube videos, like I was trying to be a YouTuber.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I look back on the videos and I'm like, oh my gosh, like the confidence. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm just like,
that's
being
so
your
cute
full self. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like being fully vulnerable and being okay with like showing yourself to the world. And I'm trying to dive into that more again, because I'm like, I just haven't been used to like posting. And I think well, as I said, you popped to my podcast, Terry, but I've been
yeah
on a few podcasts
yeah
since the last episode, and I think that's also helped me communicate better and show myself more, you know, stuff like
totally
that. Like, I've learned so much, and I've gotten way more comfortable with like communicating and being more vulnerable with like showing myself and my art, you know.
Yeah, that's
so
a big
so
thing.
Thank you so much for doing that for me.
Thank
for
you. That's
yeah
what, thank you. That makes me feel really good. I hope
yeah
like if I could help anyone in any way, no matter what the capacity is, like that's really cool to hear.
Yeah.
And one thing I think you're really good at that you didn't mention is networking.
Aww,
like
you
are such a good networker. You're very genuine, you're very authentic, like right away, and it's consistent. You're not like just like nice
aww
to my face, and then when you leave you're like shady or like not
yeah
supportive. Like you were the first to like, the first to comment, the first to share, the first to hype up, like in person and online, which I think is really hard to find, because people are really confident behind closed doors and they're down. Or the people who are like, oh my god, I love your Instagram, and I'm like, do you even follow me? Like,
no, literally.
That's like so that is like my biggest ick. Like
yeah
I'm on Instagram, I'm liking everything, I don't even know what it is, I'm fucking liking it because I'm being
yeah
supportive in some way, because I understand yeah that hustle. And I think that you just like every person you make sure you show love to, and that is obvious and it shows, and so people want that energy by them.
Thank you.
And that's
so
like
sweet.
Yeah, and that's
so
why
sweet you didn't notice that.
Yeah, totally.
Thank
and
you
that's why you're good at being on podcasts and making your own art and like making your own way for yourself, because you're good at speaking up for yourself and like showing up for yourself too.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna cry.
Oh my god. I'm like, wait.
No,
hold on.
No,
if you did,
no,
you
no,
can't.
That was so
stay
sweet
straight.
Thank you.
Yeah,
same
no
for you always supporting.
Thank
like
you.
I'm really grateful for our friendship and everything. So
yeah, no,
we're just gonna look each other's
eyes
again and just be like, oh, you're so amazing, Alyssa.
This whole show is just us like staring at each other's souls,
just admiring our
each other, like our relationship. No,
yeah,
literally. Yeah, no, it's a real thing, especially in this industry. Like you have
yeah
to network, and showing up is like key. Like, yeah. Showing up for yourself and showing up for people is insane. Mm-hmm. And when you do it, it just opens so many other doors for you. And it's really hard to do. Like, you have to be comfortable, like, showing up alone. Yeah. Or, like, showing up late because you come from another event. Or showing up and leaving early. Or, like, having those boundaries for yourself. It's a weekday and you work tomorrow. Like, whatever it is. But showing up is half the battle. Yeah. And you totally always show up, which is really important.
Thank you. Well, same to you, for real. You always show up. You're always hustling.
Thank you.
I'm always like, are you getting enough sleep? Like,
are you well?
Are you okay? Alyssa and I are always checking in. Like, yeah. We have the longest texts.
Yeah.
Like, so many times.
Yes, literally.
But we like always check in with each other, which is really, I'm grateful for that, because it's like you need to have those supportive friends and family to like lean back on, you know, and mm-hmm. check in and make sure everything's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And being in an industry that wants to tear people down, it's really cool when you go out there and you meet good people.
Yeah.
And for me, when I meet good girls, like girls who mean well and girls who want to support and uplift and know like we're not in competition, because if it's meant to be yours, it'll be yours. If it's meant to be mine, it'll be mine. If it's meant to be hers, it'll be hers.
Exactly.
So like having that mindset too, I think, is really important, and not everyone gets that, I feel like.
Yeah, I love a supportive, positive woman. Oh my, yeah. It's just so nice seeing that energy, you know, just people in general, when they have good energy, it just really feels good to have that around. I don't know why people want to tear other people down. Like, mm-hmm. there's room for, like you just said, like there's room for all of us. If something doesn't happen for you, it's meant for someone else, and something better for you is meant for you.
Totally.
You know? So,
and for your path, whatever your path is needing is what comes to you whenever the time comes. That's what I believe. That's how I live my life. That's what's helped me get through things and have hope. But I know not everyone does. I think in an industry like this, you have to have a lot of hope and faith and delusion. And we have all those things.
Oh, yeah, we're so delusional.
As we know, we have all those things. So it makes it more fun when you have to keep going, even when you feel like, this is becoming too hard or whatever it is.
Yeah, when, like, life gets so busy, sometimes you're just like, ugh, like, do I need to be doing this right now? But then you remember like why you're doing it, mm-hmm. I think, and like why it makes you happy, and like you just can't give up and just like keep going, because in the end you'll be so happy that you didn't stop and you didn't give up.
Yeah,
because you'll be where you're meant to be.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And with that note, earlier you mentioned that you are a manager at Burberry, which is so fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about like that work-life balance, being a creative who's also a 9-to-5 working girly?
Yeah, I mean,
or full-time girly, whatever the hours are.
I know, it's like, where do we start? Well, I've been at Burberry since almost a year ago now. I started as a sales advisor, and then I just got promoted to a manager a few months ago.
Yes.
Congrats. Thank you. I like can't believe I'm a manager still. I'm like, aww. What? Some things that like when someone comes in for work and they're like, I'm looking for a manager, and I kind of like for a second,
that's
I
you.
Forget. And I'm like, oh shit, like that's me.
Yeah.
Like you almost like forget, and you're like, I have all these like responsibilities now. But no, but it's been really good. But yeah, it's been like a lot of long hours, because I went from 32 hours to 40 hours.
Okay.
And like my day will be like 9-hour days.
Okay.
And then like if we have filming or something, like the day could be like mm-hmm. 12 to 16 hours.
Totally.
Yeah. And like the last few months, we've had more of a schedule. So I have had to balance a little bit more than usual, because mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, like this, you know, it is a lot when you're like working a ton. Because for me, I'm like, I'm at Burberry, I'm like, Burberry, don't fire me, but like, I'm there to like pay my bills. I'm like, I'm grateful like to have the job, and I'm grateful, like, I love like fashion and retail and everything.
Yeah.
But like, I went to school for acting, like, it's not my full like life passion.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just trying to be there to like pay my bills. So it's like trying to find that balance and like creating and filming everything while also being like so exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, like for me, I try to balance my life like as the best I can. Sometimes I feel like the thing that I lack is like more of a social life because of that.
Yeah.
Like I do make sure I, you know, make time for my family and friends, especially with like texting and calling, but I haven't been the best at like getting together with as many people as mm-hmm. I want to. Because at the end of the day, I'm just like honestly so overdone.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired. And then like on my off day or when I get home, I just like want to be in bed and just like Just, I just want to rest, you know, and I can't even catch up on like my life stuff.
Yeah.
So that's something that I've had to kind of pull back, because it's like you can't give 100% to everything, mm-hmm. you know, especially when you're working so much. It's like you have to give somewhere so that you can at least get rest for yourself. So I'm trying to find more balance with like my social life, because it's like I'm young, like I need to,
yeah.
I need to like do more things with my life. You know, I'm always, people are always like, oh my gosh, you're working so much, like you're so focused on work. And like, I'm proud of myself that I focus and like have a hard work ethic, mm-hmm. and stuff, and I'm following my dreams, and I know it's hard, a harder path, but it's like, to me, it makes me happy that I know I'm in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And like, I just take it day by day, where I just do what I can in the day. I don't overwhelm myself.
Good.
Like, I make a to-do list, and I'm like, you know what, if I can accomplish this, then okay, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. if I can do more in a day, then it's fine. But it's like, I've just been a lot better lately of like going with the flow and like do what you can in the day, because it's like you can't get everything done in the day. It's like there's not enough time.
Oh my god, yeah. And it's ridiculous.
I don't know why, like I think it's the Virgo in me. I'm just like, I want to get like everything done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my to-do list and stuff. But yeah, it's just like finding that balance day by day. And I feel like the last few weeks I've been better, because I feel like I kind of lacked for a minute, like having a balance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been better, like having more like self-care, working out, making sure I get that so I can like fuel myself to then fuel like others.
Yes.
And spend more time. And I'm trying to like make an effort to like spend more time with friends, like actually go do things, because it's like I love my friends and family and I want to see them, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just finding that balance day to day, I'd say, like just doing what you can, you know, in the moment.
Yeah. And giving yourself grace when you can't do all the things.
Yeah.
Or when you're like, you know what, I have to stay in today.
Yeah.
Or like, you know what, I have to go out tonight, and I'll just tomorrow I'll figure it out. Or like, just because those things, it's prioritizing, because at the end of the day, we're not just here to work. Like, we're here to work and then get the fun out of working. You make money to go out and to have fun and to be with your friends and to be with your family and have experiences and to travel and all that stuff. So that's what's hard. And I think being at this age, like, we've never done this before, you know, so we're just trying to figure out where the balance is and figure out what works for us. If you really can't see any friends Monday through Friday, but Saturday you're able to go out, great. That's what works for you. And then your friends, we're all on different paths. We're all doing different parts of life. And I think with people like us, for example, we're very career oriented and so career focused. And I know many women who are, many men who are, many friends who are, but like, we are in a space where we're like, you know what, like, I need to get my career down, because this career is a hustle.
Yeah.
It's not guaranteed. It's not a 9-to-5 and you go home and you know tomorrow you'll be back doing the same thing. It is a hustle in that sense. And so I think having the capacity and the knowledge of knowing that this is all, this like suffering or this lack of social life or lack of time for yourself or whatever it might be is really for a bigger purpose. And it's sometimes hard to remember that. And it gets draining 110%. But I do think, like, the hard work is going to be paid off one day.
I love that. And I feel like we're both doing better at, like, I've seen the growth in both of us, like, speak our mind, like, what we need in the moment.
Because
I feel like it's hard for us to do that with, like, our loved ones.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of us for both, like, communicating that more and just, like, having a balance and, like, saying, like, I need to do this. Like, whatever your body feels in that day, whatever your mind, like, whatever you feel like you need. You can always like reschedule, and I think your loved ones would understand.
Yeah, I think I had to get over that, because I was giving myself to every friend, every human, like 100%. When I'm there, I'm there, like we're full out. But then I noticed I get home and I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. Like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to read my book or do my workout or edit the like nothing.
You're
like, I just am exhausted.
Yeah.
And now I'm realizing how lucky I am to have, this is a term I use, and I think it works. It sounds negative, but it's actually really positive. It's like low maintenance friends. And it's friends who understand, like, hey, if we just check in once a week and I know I'm going to see you at least twice a month, like, I am okay.
Yeah.
Because all of my friends are nurses, they're teachers, they're 9-to-5 corporate girlies, they're in school still. Like just to have that, that's a lot. And that's not counting that they're girlfriends, they're now fiancés, they're now buying houses with their SO. Like, they're fully in real life, and we're in our mid-20s where like that's the time when things happen and things shift and priorities change for everyone, not just for us. And it's knowing that's not personal, and it's knowing like, you know what, you're doing your thing, you're grinding, I cannot wait to see you next Sunday at brunch. Like,
the love is still the same.
And it's mutual. I'm never like, you canceled on me because you had to go to your house signing. Like, no, like, go to your house signing.
Wait, when you say it out loud, it sounds like
ridiculous. Sounds absolutely ridiculous. But like, dope. dope. Like, go. This is your life moment. Like, this is a really big deal. And we work. And now at the age where I have long distance besties.
Oh, yeah.
I have friends in different states. And it's like, that's cool. I see you once a year. Dope. Thank God I get once a year.
Yeah.
But we still FaceTime and we text and we keep in touch and whatever. Yeah. But it is a thing where you really realize, like, oh my God, this is what people talk about when, like, you're growing up and, like,
you
separate and you have different distances, but, like, you always have the love there.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of been something I've been really learning, especially now being 2 years out of college.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
When you first start out, like, in life. It's like that meme where it's like, when can you hang out? And it's like, oh, in November.
Yeah,
no.
It's like, literally, I had friends from, I haven't seen since my birthday in March.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my next free day is like the 20th of June. And they're like, okay, I love you. And we're going to be okay. And I'll see you then. Like, you know, and it's just having that. And it's really much a blessing. And it's nice having people who are still supporting, even though they don't fully get the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They might not fully understand what we're doing every day. When I say I'm on set, why are you on set for 16 hours? It's like, if you only knew.
Literally.
But, like, we're thriving. We're having so much fun. And
so
it's long
fun.
And it's tiring, but the tiring is together, so it's fun. But it's, like, not everyone understands that, and so having people who understand that is great.
Yeah.
And it's something I'm learning to appreciate a lot more, for sure.
Appreciate the people who really support you.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm also looking at a different perspective now where, I mean, it's fine to feel, like, tired. It's almost like I feel bad for feeling so, like, exhausted where I don't want to, like, socialize or anything. But I'm trying to think more of, like, you know, I'm so grateful my life is so full.
Yes.
You know? Oh. I'm not thinking, like, oh, I have so much, like, shit to do. It's like, you know, I'm grateful that I have this much shit to do.
Yeah.
You know, I have chills.
Oh, that's so, I love that.
Yeah,
anytime my mom, anytime my mom is stressed out, she's like, oh, like, I'm so stressed. There's so much to do. She's like, thank God. What a blessing.
Aww.
Like, 20 years ago, I was struggling. I was praying to be where I am now. And now we have so much, like, such a privilege to have so many things to do, to have so many loved people in your life, to have so many friends and opportunity is, like, such a privilege. So it's, like, remembering and changing that narrative is so important.
Yeah, it's all about your perspective.
Yeah, it really is. And going off of that, I feel like every month, every year, as we grow every day, it's like being in the mindset of, like, the growth mindset and seeing what works for you now and what doesn't work for you and seeing new priorities switch and change and everything. And I had, like, a funny story I felt like was something you would laugh out loud about.
Oh my God,
that I didn't tell you. Like, it's so random. It's nothing bad. It's
okay,
just
I'm
a,
like, what's going on?
No. It's literally just, like, a funny story of a conversation I had with somebody. So I was talking to this boy, and
meow.
I was talking to a boy, and I was trying, and this boy is someone I'm very close to. However, I just know at the end of the day, we all need to heal and, like, be good on our own before we intertwine any further. And so I, for the first time, was, like, down. Like, I'm in this mindset. I'm growing. And I'm like, this is good. Like, if this doesn't work, it doesn't work. And we're cool. We're on to the next.
We're on to the next.
It can mean the next life experience, the next opportunity. It doesn't need to just be, like, a man or a boy or whatever, girl, whatever you're interested in. Like, it's just, I'm on to the next, like, part of life. And I was talking to him, and we were kind of like, oh, like, what do we do? And we're kind of like, we were, like, back then just in a space where we're like, this isn't the end goal, but, like, dope. Still going to be besties, lots of love, so no beef. But I've been in that time frame, I was more like in my like power mode. And I feel like when I have, like, adjustments or, like, life changes, or, like, when a boy is in your life, you just naturally are just more distracted, unfortunately. And so when I was, like, ready to, like, be undistracted by any boy, I was like, let's get it, you know. And so I was feeling spicy and all this stuff, and, like, he was trying to see me. And I'm like, the next week. And in my head, I'm like, no, Alyssa, like, you made a promise to yourself. Like, the next week, you are back to yourself. Like, you're not dilly-dallying. You're not fucking allowing the distractions. Like, you need to do your thing. And I was finally, like, in that headspace. And when he had asked me, like, oh, like, what are you doing next week? I was like, I'm transcending. With the straightest face, I go, I'm transcending next week.
I'm transcending.
And he was like, he looked at me like a ghost. And he was like,
what the hell does
that
mean?
He's like, you're what? I'm like, I'm transcending. I can't see you next week. And he's like,
are you on drugs?
Like, yeah, I have this crazy plan to go crazy. Yeah. And he looked at me and he was like, and he knows I'm like dramatic and like that's like my verbiage, so it's like weird that I said that. But he's just like, "What do you mean you're where are you going? Like, what do you mean you're like, are you going on a trip? Like, transcending into the air, like to like Cancun? Like, what do you mean you're transcending?" And I was like, "And this, I can't. I was so, I'm like so cringe at myself that I even had this in me to say, but like also slay for me at that time period." And I looked at him and I was like, "I'm transcending into the highest version of myself, and I cannot see you next week. Like, you are a distraction." And I mean that with so much love. And he just looked at me and laughed because he knows, like, we're friends. Like, he knows how I am. But, like, he just looked at me and laughed and was like, "You're absolutely ridiculous." And I was like, but he said it, like, in a fun way. Not, like, in a mean way.
Serious.
And I was like, "I know I am. And that's why I'm telling you this, so you know, like, I cannot see you because I need to transcend and be the best version of myself. And I sadly can't do that when I have distractions." It's like, I feel like as women, and I'm not speaking for every woman, but based off of history, what we know and what I've seen growing up, a woman is never her best self when she has a boy in her life, a distraction. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I've seen that my whole life. Like, when there's a man or a boy or whatever in your life, and whether it's a friend, whether it's your first boyfriend, your first love, or it's a person you've been with for 30 years, like, you are always a little distracted.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's life. But when people like us, like, we're very career-oriented, we're career-focused, we're career-driven, like, we have things we want to do and accomplish. So by the time we're 40, we're not just, like, oh, we're just starting now to live our dreams, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate and it's sad and it's annoying to see, like, you know, girl, like, in history, even, not even saying personal, just proof in history. Mm-hmm. The men were the big dogs. They were going to the work. They were going, living their best lives, being with their bros, hanging out after. And the women were at home waiting for them on their beck and call. And that was what was allowed. That was what was normal. And when a woman wanted to break out and not live that lifestyle and be her own boss or whatever it was, like, women couldn't even buy a house or have a credit card until the 70s. Like, that's ridiculous. That's so, and the 70s wasn't even that long ago. It was literally less than 50 years ago.
That's crazy.
Like, close. That's, like, not too far off from my lifetime. And it sounds like it's, like, medieval times. Like, a woman couldn't buy her own or have her own credit card.
Times, literally.
Like, it sounds so far away, and that's the damn truth.
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm trying to find a balance. I do believe, I want to make this very clear, I do believe when I am with my person, the person who was meant for me, that this person is not going to be someone where I feel drained from or exhausted from or distracted from. I'm going to feel uplifted and I'm going to feel like empowered and like I can do my own thing. He can do his own thing and we're going to be a power couple and lots of love. And I'm waiting on that. Obviously, I don't feel that yet, so I haven't found it yet. But I do believe that is my standard. And it might be delusional. It might not look exactly how I want it to look, but that is what I'm putting on myself to find in the hopes of changing that cycle and finding a healthier long-time person.
I just thought of that before you said that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, and I think that we don't realize, like, one thing I love that I'm starting to do, anytime I feel a form of disrespect from a boy who I could be or was or would possibly be romantically involved with, I just sit there and I think, my husband would not talk to me like that.
So true, period. That shit's period. So true.
Like, if you think of that perspective, because I also, like, I always, like, if my sister, no boy will ever talk to my sister like that, so why would they ever talk to me like that? Like, why would I allow that for myself? But now I'm in my, like, power era trying to, like, find myself, my transcending era, whatever it was. And so now when I feel like I'm unsure of what's happening and I'm unsure how to react to something, I'm like, is that something I would want my lifelong partner who I'm coexisting, co-living with to speak to me like, or to have that attitude to me or like whatever? Like, no, I wouldn't want to live in a house with that time being talked to, with that time being kind of thrown away or whatever it is, like whatever negative vibe is I'm feeling. And I think that with that mindset, it's made things really clear really fast.
Oh, yeah. Once you're in that mindset and perspective, it really changes things for you. Like, every little thing, you're like, oh, my husband would not do that.
Yeah, like, that's not my future. Yeah, yeah, I don't think
your soul doesn't feel right with it, like, once you're in that space.
Yeah,
you know?
100%.
I just don't even waste time with, like, dating. I said dating. Like, you know, like, small talk, like... Whatever people want to do, I respect, you know, everyone has their own journey, but, like, for me, I'm just, like, I just can't imagine myself, at least right now, like, going on, like, a dating app.
Okay.
Because it just, I don't know. I just cringe. I'm just, like, I just hope to find someone, like, organically.
Yeah, you
know?
And that's okay. And when you're out there, when you're networking, when you're in your vibes, and when you're doing your thing, I think when you're the most yourself and rooted and in your own self is when good things come.
Yeah, it'll, and, like, come on its own.
Yeah, and I do believe the thought of, like, once you don't search for it, it comes also. Mm-hmm. Or once you're finally free, like, I am not going to go out of my way. I'm not going to look for anyone. I'm not going to encourage anyone. And then they're going to come when
the universe brings it.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, and you're like, I was fine on my own. I was just getting literally comfortable on my own. And now they're here, and now what do I do with it? And then you just take it for what it is, and you take it for what you feel in the moment. But I think that's a really special thing, is allowing the universe to take over in that sense.
Yeah, once you let go of, like, that energy, the universe will bring it to you. Once you, like, let go of whatever is not meant for you, what's meant for you will come.
Yes, and allowing that space is super important.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that I can imagine, based off our conversations, are both feeling, is, like, we're in our mid-20s, we're super young, but also everyone in our lives are at the different places where they're in different transitional periods of life. They're getting promotions, they're getting new jobs, they're moving, they're getting married, they're getting engaged, they're getting a house together with their partner or whatever it is. And I have a friend who has a kid. Like, there's all these different spots in life where we're at in our mid-20s, and everyone talks about it, but you don't know what it feels like until you're in it. And when you're in it, you're like, am I behind? Mm-hmm. And I think having the grace of yourself, of knowing, like, no, you're supposed to be here. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy the ride. You're going to look back at it in 10 years and be like, thank God I had fun still when I was in my 20s. Yeah, I went and worked hard. But, oh, my God, did I have a blast on the nights I was off? Or, like, did I have a blast enjoying the fact that I was struggling? And in the time, it was, like, the worst pain ever. But now that I'm out of it, I'm, like, the best version of myself.
I love that. Yeah, even, like, this past August when I turned 25, I was kind of like, oh, shit, like, I'm in my mid-20s now. And I know I'm so young, like, I have my whole life ahead, but it just feels like almost like, oh, my gosh, I'm running out of time.
I know, there's
so much I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, like, just enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey. Like, mm-hmm. You have so much more time. But there's just so many, like, big goals that I want to accomplish and do that I'm just like, fuck, like, I'm on my grind right now. Like, I got to get shit started. Yeah. You know? It feels like I'm only beginning, you know?
Yes. And that's a beautiful thing, feeling like you're only beginning.
Yeah.
And I feel that way often. I feel like I'm 24 and I feel like I've already lived 4 lives. Like,
literally,
I've got rebirthed multiple times, because anytime something dramatic or traumatic or drastic life change happens to me, or big milestone moments like graduating college, like anything that happens,
like a rebirth.
There is a rebirth, and you become, like, your brain is just literally gets wired differently. And I feel like when I'm thinking of, like, my mom or other people in my life who are older, and I'm like, oh my God, like, they forgot stuff that happened when they were 16. I'm like, that was only 30 years ago. What do you mean you forgot about your life at 16? And it's because so much happens that you just, like, really pick up the key parts that made, and you remember how you felt in the moment. So good or bad feelings is, like, kind of what your memory remembers. And I think that is also crazy to think about, that I'm 24 and I'm like, who was that kid? What boy was that? And I was only 7. Like you get confused, or like, what was that kid's name? That girl's name?
Like, time away.
Yeah, and then you realize, like, wait, that was only 5 years ago, and I already forgot. How am I going to remember this when I'm 40 or whatever it is? And it's just remembering to live in the moment. I mean, we're lucky we have social media. We have our whole lives documented, or at least I do. My digital footprint is ridiculous. But it's like knowing that we have somewhere to go back to see the journey is really, really sweet.
It's beautiful. Like, enjoying the journey where you are. Mm-hmm. I'm also, I've also tried to have a different perspective of looking more from, like, a soul perspective.
Because
I feel like we're here on Earth to really grow our souls and just, like, be on this journey.
Yeah.
We have, like, our soulmates, and we're just here to all evolve together. And so I try to look at things from like a soul perspective when I'm going through like a hard time or traumatic things happening, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's all part of the journey. It's meant to take you to where you're supposed to be mm-hmm. and where you're meant to be.
I love that because the visual like representation of like your soul was placed on this earth to grow. I picture like plants and flowers and trees and like you're just meant to grow. Yeah. And you can't grow when you don't have a healthy environment growing you, or when you don't have water to pour in yourself or food to keep you strong and nourished and smart and with give you energy, you know. Yeah. So like those little things are super important. And you mentioned the concept of soulmates, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts quickly. Like, what are your thoughts on soulmates? Do you believe in soulmates? Do you think there's more than one? Do you think there's different types of soulmates? Because that's such a thing, a concept I'm always so interested in.
Yeah, me too.
And confused in love and just all the things.
So much. I'm trying to learn so much more about it. I've read a few books. Like, one's called, it's two books. There's Destiny of the Souls and Journey of the Souls.
Okay.
Which I'm going to send to you because yeah. you would love reading that because it's all about, like, souls and, like, your life. I believe that we have multiple lifetimes.
I do, too.
I really feel like
there's no way.
Know, I just feel yeah, like, yeah, yeah. No way. There's I just agree. One life. I feel like your soul goes through different lives. To grow and like learn different lessons mm-hmm. and if you don't learn a lesson, like you go back and you try yes. to, you know, grow more and
I
stuff.
Do believe that.
Yeah, so like those books talk all about that. I can't think of the author right now, but it's Journey to the Souls and Destiny to the Soul.
Okay.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about like how you go through life. What did you ask me? I just lost
soulmates.
Oh yeah, with soulmates. And it talks about like, your soul groups. So every lifetime, like you have your main like soul groups and you choose pretty much in every different lifetime like what are you going to be in my lifetime, you know, so that we can grow the most that we can.
Yeah.
I don't know, there's so much out there, so I'm still trying to figure shit out, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But I do believe that there's many people in your life who are soulmates. Like I don't believe in just like one soulmate.
I agree.
Like of course like I believe in like my, you know, my soulmate I'm gonna like end up in like my life with like my husband
uh-huh.
but there's like different soulmates where it's like your friends, your family, and like you just know like those soul-based friendships or, like energy
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, like
yeah.
you feel like you've known each other a while and I feel like you're supposed to help lead each other through life and help each mm-hmm. other grow and be there for each other. You're here to support each other, so I really believe that.
I love
like learning more about it because there's just so much to learn. Like when you really think deep into it and like read the books, you're just like, whoa, like what the hell is life? Like it's so cool though.
I love
like learning more about it because I really am such a, like a soul like spiritual person
mm-hmm.
where I just really believe everything happens for a reason. Everyone's supposed to be in your life for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like our friendship, like I feel like you're a soulmate, you know what
Aww,
I mean? It's like where you're
yeah.
like meant to be in each other's life. Like we're supposed to be in each other's lifetime.
Yeah,
you know,
in
I mean?
The same lifetime
yeah.
is such a beautiful
yeah.
concept.
It's like so beautiful.
And also just like right now is I needed you and I found you. And
mm-hmm.
like that's great.
Me
and then it's like when you meet new people and when you keep the ones that you keep and
yeah.
it's just like super, super pure.
Yeah.
And I think it's super hopeful. And it does make you
yeah.
think of like the bigger concept of like life and everything
yeah.
which we will not get into because I
we'll
have
talk for hours,
so many questions, I'm not sure what I think about that, but I did with you want to do a little activity.
Ooh,
and this is
meow.
The first little activity I'm doing on the show
because
I think
so
it's
honored.
Super fun and playful and I want to see what happens with it because I don't know how it's gonna end, but I think it'll be good. Okay, so I'm doing the little shuffling. It's kind of hard because these are really stiff. But they're fine. No, I never touched this before. Okay. Empowering questions.
What is it going to be?
Who am I?
I like.
Bruh. We're not going to answer that question because I want. That's too, like, hypothetical. Like, that's too intense.
I struggled at the beginning being like, who am
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Okay, wait. This one is so cute and perfect for us.
Oh my gosh. What is that? I'm so nervous.
Is there something in my life that makes me forget time while I'm doing it? If so, what is it? That's a sweet one.
Acting.
Yeah, just being
yeah.
being in the industry.
Anything artistic.
When I'm on set,
yeah.
nothing else matters. I don't know anything about anyone outside
yeah.
of what's happening in front of me.
I'm so present.
So
and
present.
I'm, like, so happy. Like, my soul just, like, feels so, like,
yeah.
light, you know?
Yeah, and I have the blessing of being on set a lot of times with my family
yeah.
and with my close friends. And my mom's like, when you're on set, you are just, like, a different person. Like, you are glowing. Like, you are just, like, so in your space and just so healthy and happy, and it's just a beautiful thing to see. And like hearing that from another person who knows me obviously so well, but to like see that visual representation is really, really cool. That's and that's how you know this is our calling. Because when I'm at work at like a 9 to 5, I'm miserable, like absolutely just like hate it. And it's not because I hate the job or the people, it's because I hate that I'm not doing my fulfilling thing. And I know that we're young, it's growing pains, we're gonna have to do these little hustles and these little gigs, side gigs and jobs and whatever it is, because bigger things are coming, as we talked about. But that's a cool question to think about when you lose yourself, like what am I the happiest doing? And a lot of my things I'm noticing when I'm like finding myself again, I go back to the things I did as a child, which was healing the inner child. It's acting, it's singing, it's playing the piano, it's dancing, it's doing things with my siblings. Like all those little things make a really big difference. And that's a good reminder of like yourself, I feel like. Very grounding.
But yeah, back to like hustling and like grinding a ton, like working so much. I think that's why like I'm, you know, pressure myself to like work so much, because I want to get in that space where I'm doing it all the time, you know, because I do get that frustration where I'm like, you know, when I'm on set, I'm like, oh, I'm like loving this, I'm glowing, you know, I see myself as my happiest self. And so sometimes I get kind of down where I'm like, I'm not doing this full time. But it's like, you know what, it's okay. I should just be grateful like where I am. At least I'm, you know, working on stuff, and I'll get to the point where I will be working full time. But I think that's why like I try to hustle like harder, because I'm just like, I just want this, like I just want it to be full time. You know, that's like my biggest goal right 100%. Now is like, I just want to make being an artist like full time.
Yeah, so like 110%. And it's going to happen. And it's going to happen in time and when you're most ready to accept it. And that's just the way life goes, I guess.
Like, we got it. We'll just keep working.
Yeah, just keep the grind up. So keep the grind up. Yeah, that's great. I do want to end this episode on one final question. What is the biggest like life lesson you've learned so far? And you can just do one. You can just do one like basic, whatever it is for you, whatever one of your life mantras, whatever you realize. We did talk a lot about like, obviously we believe in everything happens for a reason and that stuff, but like what is like a life lesson that you like will take with you forever?
Damn, that's some deep shit right there. I'm trying to think. I would say always take care of yourself first.
Okay.
Like, did I say that? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's how I wanted to word it, but just recognizing, making sure that you're always pouring into yourself the same way you pour into others.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing. And I know I always bring it back to this, but women were not taught that.
Yeah.
In the beginning of time, women were made for someone else.
Yeah.
They were made to produce and to be comfort for someone else, not for themselves. Controversial. I don't care. It's a fact. Look at the history books. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's perfect. That's great. Filling your own cups before you fill others, and knowing to water yourself before you water others, or while you're watering others, but making sure you're watering yourself as well to grow and do your best version of yourself.
Yeah, I've just really learned over the years with like overworking, and I feel like I've recognized it a lot lately too, where I'm like, I'm really drained. Like, I know like I should be hustling, you know, and I'm doing a great job, but it's like, I'm not doing a great job, like, fully taking care of myself.
Yeah.
I think that's why, like, that's what I thought of, because I'm, like, that's what I'm really trying to do better at, is, like, fully taking care of myself.
Totally.
And, like, doing self-care and, like, making sure I'm getting rest, exercising, you know, doing the things that I really love to do, and making sure that I put the time to doing that. And just like you said a few minutes ago, with like doing things that you love, like your inner child, like heals, you know. So that's why I'm also like in my creator area, because I'm just like, I just need to focus on what I really love to do, because that's what makes my soul happy.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. 100%. Period.
My
drop. That's all you need to know.
I love it. Oh,
thank
you. What a time.
Well, we did it. Thank you for being here. Oh, it's been a blast.
Yeah,
Alyssa
so
Taylor,
fun.
Everyone, go Here's watch five. Season 1, Episode 16.
Yes.
And do you want to plug anything? Plug your socials? I'll put it in the bios, but
yeah, well, I just want to say thank you so much for having me again. It was so much fun. I really enjoyed myself. But my Instagram and website's alyssabtaylor.com. If you want to like follow my journey, I'd love to connect with you. But that's about it. Yeah.
There you go.
I love On to the Next. It's the best podcast. Literally so honored. It's like my first podcast experience. Like I've learned so much.
Aww.
I've been able to like communicate better, learn from it, like just go with the flow more. Like I've actually learned a lot of life lessons from being on the podcast and also watching your podcast.
That's so
really
sweet.
Love everything you do is inspiring. So
thank you. Yeah. And with that, I think seeing ourselves, you know, we're documenting ourselves, and then in 10 years when you're like, oh my god, like we even you said when you were on it last year, you were like, oh my god, like I was such a baby, but like
literally
you grew from that, and now you can see it visibly on your TV whenever you want, and you can watch and see how you grew. So I'm glad you're a part of this journey. Thank you. And you all know the drill. Like, comment, subscribe, repost, share, tell your friends, tell your besties, tell your boys, tell whoever it is. You know the drill. On to the next podcast. Let's get it.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. Link in bio to submit your questions, thoughts, topics, stories, whatever it is. And I cannot wait to see you when we are on to the next episode next week.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.